Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
And a good Saturday morning. And this Saturday morning, we are loaded for bear, as they say. Black bear season in Louisiana is open for the first time in decades. And as I've predicted the last couple of weeks, pictures of bear kills are appearing now on social media. We'll talk about the most notable one. A young man using one of only 10 statewide lottery permits took down a huge bear in Madison Parish. And we'll also remember Louisiana's most prolific and notorious bear hunter the world has ever known. I'm talking about Mr. Ben Lilly. We'll tell his story. Today's Bad Boy of the Outdoor story involves a black bear killer bad boy, Chris Buck. Also, he is a convicted felon with a firearm, and he's going to learn what that combination of a dead bear and a shotgun can mean to a felon. Now, as 2024 winds down, Bayou Wild TV, we're going to be showcasing some of our best of episodes, and we'll talk more about those. And this morning, we're going to ask you for some volunteer duck call contest judges. We have a mano, one-on-one duck calling contest. You are asked to be the judges. We'll ask you to cast your vote. We have, in order to maintain the integrity of the contest, we will just name them as Contestant 1 and Contestant 2. We'll let you listen to both calls, and then you, by text, at 504-260-1870, can cast your vote for Contestant number 1 or Contestant number 2, and as we go off the air, we'll announce the winner. Also, as always, we're going to get some live fishing reports from the marinas, from the charter boats, and in the duck blinds. If you have one this week, we'd like to include it along with your comments, your questions, with those reports from our professional captains and marina operators and duck hunting guides. You can do that by texting your message real time into the studio, 504-260-1870. Unfortunately, we cannot accept your pictures of your catch there. If you want to do that, go to my webpage, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. Use the contact button and send me your pictures if you choose. All right, Coastal Marine Forecast. If you are headed out this morning, offshore, looking at east winds 10 to 20, pretty brisk. Could be some pretty bumpy seas out there, 3 to 5 feet. On the interior lakes and bays, those east 10 to 15 winds will produce a light chop. Got a lot of tide range, pretty wide tide, 1.5 movement this morning. Mississippi River is sitting at 2.9 and steady. And when we talk to our plastic man, Ryan Lambert, we'll get him to talk about what a low Mississippi River can mean during the wintertime fishing and hunting seasons. All right, so there it is. The stage is set. We're creeping up on Christmas. Hope you're getting your Christmas stuff ready. Everything's getting into full swing. All the hunting seasons. We're reopening the duck season in the east zone this morning. We're going to check in with a guy who's going to be in his duck blind, Blake Swallow. He is the operator of Full Strap and Stringers. I've hunted with him up in Catahoula in central Louisiana. We'll get a duck hunting report on how the first split was and what's happening on the second split. I've been getting some good reports. Particularly a lot of divers have moved in. Lake Pontchartrain has been inundated with what we call dogri. A lot of you know them as scaup or bluebills. Some canvasbacks, redheads. Looks like a lot of the teal have maybe left out, but we'll be talking to Mike Smith again in the second split of the West Zone. It's kind of confusing. When Venice, Louisiana is in the West Zone, that kind of confusing. But anyway, that's the way it's set up. All right, we're going to be right back after this timeout. We're going to head down to Campos Marina. Man, I had a good report from a lot of good reports from St. Bernard Parish this week. Despite some pretty chilly weather, they got out there and caught some speckled trout, some redfish, and some sheephead. They're doing good. We'll get the latest from Campos Marina with Robbie Campo when we come back right after this pause. Thank you for listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. So what do you think? A Grammy award-winning song? I don't know. It'll serve to introduce Robbie Campo at Campos Marina. And Robbie, I'm going to ask you for a snook report this morning. I got word that an acquaintance of mine, his wife, caught a snook in the midst of gold fishing out of your marina. How many times has that happened? How many times has that happened? Can you remember?
I tell you, Don, look, I've been here 56 years. I have never, ever seen a snook caught in this area ever. Now I know the guy, Scott Reed, his wife Nicole caught it. He's from Bay Minette, Alabama. He's, a matter of fact, he's the guy that brought the wings, the turkey wings to Wingbone to make turkey calls.
I met him in the dove field earlier this year. Yeah. We were hunting doves at the
same
place.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Yes, you did. All right. Well, his wife, his pretty little wife Nicole caught that fish in the midst of gold. Down here by, I think, by Bayou Gallego, if I'm not mistaken. I've been here my whole entire life, never seen it before, but strange things have happened. I tell you, now, I was reading the comments because he posted on Facebook. Now, one of these guides out of Venice said that they catch them every once in a blue moon out the mouth of the river, somewhere around the mouth of the river. Now, if that's true or not, I don't know. I've never seen it here. So, you know, and we're a little bit further. And listen, before the Mr. Go was blocked off and we had, you know, 16 parts of 1,000, 20 parts of 1,000 here at Shell Beach, I still never saw it. So, I don't know where this fish came from, but he was a loner, I guess. And he swam his way in here and got caught. But she did release it. She did release it, so it did go back to the water. So they decided not to keep it. So, but I think I tell you the truth, Don, I don't even know if there's any rules for that in the state of Louisiana because it's a fish we don't have.
It's not listed on our regulations at all, and there have been a handful of them I can remember caught, as you mentioned, down lower Venice. They come from Florida. They're very prolific. It's a very popular fish that people fish for in the shallow flats over there in Florida. But here in Louisiana, I don't know, they're welcome. They can come join all the other stuff we got. Speaking of, I had one of our listeners, Lafitte LT, made a trip down there. And, man, he sent me some pictures of a nice haul of a mixed catch, trout, reds, some sheephead he picked up down there. Has that been the ticket all week?
Yes, it has. And you know, Don, we had a big front come through earlier in the week. And, you know, it was, I mean, it was howling here. It was 30, 40 mile an hour winds, northwest. Water was dead low, but that has changed. So now we have east winds again, east-northeast winds. It's about 13 miles an hour here at the marina this morning. 10 to 13, you know, it's fluctuating, but it's not really that bad. My kids yesterday, I even tagged you in it yesterday, they went out. My two nephews went out yesterday evening, and they went and fished up behind Bayou Sioux, going towards Pete's Lagoon and cut off back that area. And they limited out on speckled trout yesterday, and they put some, you know, some sheephead and some other stuff in the boat along with it. So, you know, we all look for these weekends, Don, to come fishing, and I think, you know, and the perfect weekend. And we don't hardly ever get a perfect weekend. And I'm not going to say that this weekend's going to be perfect, but it's going to be as close as you're going to get to perfect to go out here and do some great fishing. Water temperatures at 58 degrees this morning. You know, they're catching fish. And if anywhere you like to go in your fall fishing spots, this weekend is going to be it. Over here in Hopedale Lagoon area, beautiful fish. Back over in the Biloxi Marsh, beautiful fish. Along the eastern shoreline of Lake Bourne, plenty of redfish. I had a friend of ours went yesterday on the eastern shoreline by Bayou Pedro, fishing the rocks over there. They had the wind to their back, so they did fish along the rocks there, and it was calm, and they did catch, they limited out on redfish. It's as good as you're going to get it. So our tanks are full of live bait, so if you coming down here to fish this week, today or tomorrow or Monday or whatever, hook the left at the bridge and come on down and see us. We got everything you want here, and food trailer will be open in a little while, so that'll be gone. You get some lunch when you come in, so our stage is set. We're ready for you to come on down and come on out here and enjoy your weekend.
I got it. Robbie, if I'm not mistaken, he caught those fish in the afternoon. He made an afternoon trip, I think, between 1 and 4 he limited out.
That's exactly correct. They got finished catching bait, and there was nothing going on here, so they decided to jump in the boat and go see if they'd catch some fish, and they did. They did very well for, the little bit of time that they had to fish. So, like I said, they went behind up that cutoff lagoon area back there, and they did very well. They put 45 in the boat, and, no throwbacks, Don. We were talking about, that's something I also wanted to mention. We were talking about all these throwbacks earlier in the season and, in the fall. I still don't believe that these fish went from 12 7/8 to 14 inches that quick. I think that it's migrated fish that came in, but where's all the throwbacks now? So, and I'm not saying you're not going to catch any because you're still going to catch some, but it's, it seems like now, even the fish over in the Hopedale Lagoon side had two kayakers come out, and they went and fished up in Hopedale Lagoon back there, and the fish went from 14 to 19 inches. And she said, and the guy and the lady, said no throwbacks, not one throwback. So, and I'm not hearing the complaining about the throwbacks that I was hearing 3 weeks ago or a month ago, So, things did change, and I think we did get that migration of fish that finally came in. But I tell you, we'll take it. Whatever it is, it's going to be what's going to be, and we'll take it and let it go like that. I mean, they got if they want to run from 14 to 19 inches, that's what everybody wants. Look, go get them.
Go get them. That's absolutely right. Well, glad the winter time looks like we got a good winter time fishing season ahead of us, and everybody needs to get out and get them some. Thanks for the report, right, as always, Robbie, and keep an eye out for any more snook. Okay.
Yeah. We're going to do that. And look, plenty of sheephead on the Long Rock. So if anybody wants to go out there and do that, that's happening out there, too. So, all right, Don, I'll talk to you next Saturday, buddy.
Yes,
talk
sir.
To you later.
There he goes. Robbie Campo, Campo's Marina in Shell Beach. Yeah, those sheephead, great for a big family Christmas fish fry. All right, we come back after this. I got a Toledo Bend fishing report. I'm headed up there next week. Going to tell you what we can expect if you're going up there. Right after this pause, you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, we get text messages that come in. We got our good buddy Wingbone over in Wilmer, Alabama. He's sitting there making some Wingbone turkey calls early this morning. He kind of reminds me of Santa and his elves. He's sitting in his little shop working his beautiful Wingbone turkey calls. He makes some great ones. Wingbone, you got to put the machinery down and get that rifle and get out there and get you one of those deer. A lot of people are headed out. In fact, we got Taft. He's checking in from the Baton Rouge area. He's headed to Gross Tate again this morning looking for a good mature buck. He ain't settling for any doe. Says he wish he was headed to Toledo Bend, and it's a Merry Christmas, and Merry Christmas back at you, Taft. Yeah, Toledo Bend, I'll be headed up there with our Bayou Wild team. We're going to be doing some freshwater fishing for sockeye, white perch, crappie, whichever you want to choose to call them, and some bass, and recording an episode on Bayou Wild TV. You'll get to see that. We're going to be fishing with Josh Sykes of Bent Rides God Service. We're going to be staying at the wonderful Wildwood Resort up there, beautiful place up there in Toledo Bend. We just don't get up there enough. They don't go to most places enough, but that's another story. Here's his report this week on the crappie. There's still some fish in the brush piles in 20 to 30 feet of water on the south end of the lake. The fish are hard to make bite, and they're having to move a lot and fish 20-plus piles in a day to catch the numbers. The best bite is north of the bridge from the chicken coop to Huxley. And you got to look for standing timber on the creek and river ledges and then drop down a 1/32-ounce jig down to them. The bright colors work best on the cloudy days, and natural colors like the monkey milk work better when the sun's out. They're averaging around 50 a trip, but a lot of 2-pound-plus fish. That's some good crappie results there. On the bass side of it, continue to be as good as ever. They have had one heck of a winter up there. They're catching 50 to 100 bass a day, some days catching well into the triple digits. You look for shad around the main lake drains and the points. Whatever depth the shad are at, that's where the bass are going to be that day. Use deep-diving crankbaits. They're fishing Alabama rigs, the Yamamoto scope shads, and jig and spoon are catching the majority of their fish each day. I talked to Josh yesterday. They started off with a couple of really nice fish, 5- and 6-pounders, which are not uncommon at all up at Toledo Bend. And then it was kind of downsized from there. But the action was there, over 100 fish. And we're looking forward to our trip up there in the middle of next week. And we'll have a report, not only a report, but we'll have some video for you. And that'll come to you on one of our Bayou Wild TV episodes. All right, black bears. We're going to talk about bears this morning. You know, the black bear is a real conservation success story here in Louisiana. They were listed as threatened under the Endangered Species Act way back in 1992. And then when the Black Bear Management Program was instituted, they were brought back to numbers now that warrant a hunting season. True, it's only 10 permits that have been distributed, and it runs now through December 22nd. It's a short season in Bear Management Area 4. That's Tensaw, Madison, East Carroll, West Carroll Parishes, and some portions of Richland, Franklin, and Catahoula. This was done by lottery fees and license revenues, and by my calculations, a $50 application fee times 973 people applied, that's $48,650. Then to get the license, once you apply for it, there were 649 people applied for bought licenses. You had to buy a license before you could apply, times $25, that's another $16,000. Looks like about $65,000, give or take a few pennies, was earned, and this is supposed to go in to better management of the black bear. If you saw my Facebook page this week or yesterday, I posted a couple of pictures of bears. One was a bear we're going to be talking about a little bit later on that was killed by a convicted felon. The other was a very nice story about a young teenager. I think he was either 13 or 14 years old. And this young man went out and shot a 490-pound bear that's estimated to be 20 years old. In the picture with Fisher Brown, that's his name. Maria Davidson, the lady I call the bear lady, she worked tirelessly for Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery in the Black Bear Restoration Program, and she was very proud to get in the picture with the young man and kind of shows the results, the fruits of her labor for all those years. So good to see you, Maria, and congratulations to Fisher Brown. By last count, I think of the 10 permits that we issued, 4 have been filled so far, and still got lots of time to get out this weekend, all next week, and then next weekend for those who were lucky enough to be drawn for the permits. When we come back after this, I'm going to tell you a little bit more about a notorious bear hunter. Maybe you've never heard of him, maybe you have. The name Benjamin Vernon Lilly. Does that ring a bell? He was one of the most prolific hunters, and I tell you, quite the character. And he was not only here in Louisiana. He was born in Wilcox County, Alabama, traveled to New Mexico, and he hunted cougars and bears and chicken hawks and grizzly, and you name it, he hunted it. And quite a houndsman, big game hunter. He was kind of one of the last of the mountain men here in the American Old West. Ben Lilly, we'll talk about him and our on-air duck calling contest. We want you to be a judge. Please get ready to text us at 504-260 for your choice of the winner. We're back to do it all right after this on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. You know, we're talking about black bear hunting in Louisiana, first season in years done on a small situation where there were only 10 permits issued. They may up that again next year, depending on the success of it. But one of the most prolific bear hunters ever to walk Louisiana is a guy named Ben Lilly. What a character. And there's a lot of books written about him. And one of my favorite all-time books is called Ben Lilly's Tales of Bears, Lions, and Hounds. He was a dog guy, long beard, a lot of times didn't wear shoes. You talk about tough as nails. He slept in trees. He would leave. One of the funniest stories about Ben Lilly, he was married, and his wife didn't know. When he left to go hunting, she didn't know if he was going to be gone 4 hours, 4 days, or in one case, where his wife sent him out there, had a chicken hawk that was eating the chickens around the house, and she told him, go get that chicken hawk. Well, he went missing for 2 years. 2 years. And when he came back, she asked what happened, and he said, that hawk just kept on flying. Ben Lilly. I discovered Ben Lilly. There's a small statue, a monument in Mérouse, a little town up in North Louisiana, dedicated to Ben Lilly. He traveled all over the Gulf South. I think he was responsible. They estimate he killed between 600 and 1,000 cougars, mountain lions. There used to be a bounty on them, no telling how many bears. He hunted everything. And you just got to read one of the books. You can Google it. Ben Lilly, L-I-L-L-Y apostrophe S. He was born, I think, in 1856. And he died around 1936, lived to the ripe old age of, I think, 81. Ben Lilly, one of the most prolific bear hunters ever. All right, we are going to ask you to judge a duck calling contest. I've got two renditions, two routines from a contestant number one and contestant number two, who shall remain unnamed to protect the integrity of the program. And after you hear them, I want you to text me simply contestant number one or contestant two. We'll tally them up at the end of the program and announce the winner of our duck calling contest on the air. We're back to hear them right after we pause just 10 quick seconds for our local stations to identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, all you duck hunters and duck enthusiasts, if you've ever been to a duck calling competition, there's a certain routine and the judges are things they're looking for, different notes and, you know, the hail call and then the come close call and then the feeding chuckle call. And it's grown into a huge, huge event. We've only had a couple of Louisianians ever win the national championship. And I've got someone that sent me a couple of, the Steel Man, as a matter of fact, he sent me a couple of entries, and we're going to let you listen to them, and then after we listen to one and two, I want you to vote and tell me which one you think the best. I listened to them, they're both pretty close in my opinion, but there was a clear winner. We'll see if you agree with me. Here's contestant number one, duck calling routine. All right, that's number one. Let's hear from number two. All right, there you go. Cast your vote. Get them in quick. 504-260-1870. That is our text line. Please send it in and vote for the contestant of your choice. And speaking of casting votes by text messages, in 2 weeks, on the last show of the year, you know what we do. If you've been a regular listener, we have nominated, I've selected four of the very egregious Bad Boy of the Outdoor cases. We'll rerun those for you and then let you make a decision, and we'll announce the baddest of the bad for the year 2024. All right, Bayou Wild TV, as we ramp up 2024, we're kind of looking back. And this week's show, if you haven't seen it yet, it's on there now. You can check it out on YouTube. Go to BayouWildTV.com, and you'll see a list of all the stations, the times, and the locations where it airs. This one is Best of Hunt of a Lifetime. We've had a lot of Hunt of a Lifetime with kids with terminal illnesses and taking them out for whatever their choice to hunt or fish for in their lifetime. And there have been some very successful ones and some very heartwarming moments. I suggest you watch it. Next week, it'll be the Best of Our Tigers in the Wild. Tigers in the Wild, of course, we take LSU athletes on hunting and fishing trips, and we had a lot of successful and a lot of fun trips. You'll see the best of those on next week's show. In fact, we'll be recording one of those next week. I'm going to be returning to the Gulf Coast of Mississippi We'll be doing that this weekend. In fact, I'll be leaving tomorrow. We're going to do some floundering, and we're going to do some duck hunting with a couple of LSU ball players, Matty McKee, who is a softball player, and Gavin Guidry, the pitcher for the LSU Tigers. We'll be doing some floundering and duck hunting with them, and you'll see that on an upcoming episode of Bayou Wild TV. And then finally, the last week of the year, December 26th, that week, we'll be running the Bayou Wild's Year in Review, highlights from our seasons number 12 and 13. Can you believe it? 12, 13 full seasons of Bayou Wild TV. And thank you for making it one of the top outdoor programs produced in the state of Louisiana. All right, we come back after this. Going to get to some more of your check on who's voting for which duck calling contestant. Got some funny comments, your text messages, and we got live fishing reports all still ahead. Coming up next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network. All right, thank you for casting your votes on our duck calling competition. It's mano a mano. We do not have the names of the contestants, only their numbers, and I got to tell you that There's a one vote lead right now. It's very, very tight competition. So cast your vote for contestant number one that you heard, or number two. 504-260-1870 is the number to text. All right, getting to those text messages, let's see. We got the backstrap stacker checking in from Alabama. He said, we had someone catch a big snook over here in Soldiers Creek in Lillian this summer, a 7-pounder. And then it says, we're heading, and your text cut off. I'm in suspense, backstrapper. Finish that text. I'm assuming you're going out on the deer stand this morning. We got another text message comes in, says, I'm headed to get the big one in Slidell this morning. I slept in Wednesday, and he slipped through at 7:40. Don't you hate that? That's the thing about those cameras with the time and date stamp. Man, you know, I've had that happen to me when I should have been there and wasn't. Hope you get him today. All right, we got David Hubble checking in from Mobile, Alabama. He says he's not working on turkey calls, but he's working on a double batch of pepper jelly. Man, that is some good stuff, too. I'm glad I got a little bit of a supply left to put on the old biscuits. And he says, oh, my Melaton dish, which I can't take credit for it. Janice, my friend Janice Lamont, did all the work on that, and it was excellent. Fall and winter melatons goes great in Louisiana. Yeah, and I say melaton, a lot of ways to pronounce it. All right, the Mobile Tensaw Delta report was on fire this week, so I took off Thursday and Friday and has definitely slowed down. Caught a few, but nothing like early in the week. Maybe the 5 inches of rain, the full moon, or the low tide. Yeah, it could have been any of those things. All right, and here's someone wants to know if I've ever heard the song Swamp Pop, Walking in the Woods with My Paran by Black Guidry. Yes, I have. I think it's a pretty humorous little song, and even though there is something in there about hunting rabbits at night, that's all in good fun, you know. All right, doesn't promote it. All right, and here's one of the comments on our duck calling. It says they voted for number one. Number two sounds like a chicken. Well, maybe there's some value in being able to call in chickens, huh? All right, got some, well, you're going to have to, on Bayou B, I think you're talking about Bayou Biloxi. I'm not sure which bayou you're talking about. Maybe we can help you get some information on that. All right, here we go. Wishing I was on the stand or on the blind, but I have to drive my daughters in the Harahan Christmas Parade. That's from Justin, the duck guy. Well, Justin, you know, you got time to get out there. Spend time with those daughters in the parade, man. You will never regret that, believe me. All right, Chris and Teresa from Denham Springs. Good morning, Don. Hope your trip to Toledo has been a successful. Y'all will be in great company with Josh Sykes and Bent Rides Guide Service. It's who we fish with, and they are great. Don't forget the fish fry mix. Oh, I would never do that. All right, I do want to remind you ladies who are interested in getting into fishing, the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries is offering some spring women's Fishing 101 workshop, and there's an application period which is underway right now. This is open to women over 18 who want to become knowledgeable and confident anglers. They will have Louisiana Wildlife and Fishery biologists and volunteer instructors training 15 women in fish identification, fish handling, preparing fish, basic fishing skills, cleaning, storing, and cooking fish. So if you want to get in on that, you need to apply now. They're going to be held on, the first one will be Saturday, February the 8th at Wadeel Refuge in Baton Rouge. That application period is open till January the 5th. The second will be on Saturday, April the 5th. And that will be, again, at Wadeel Wildlife Refuge in North Baton Rouge. The application period for that one does not start until February the 10th until March the 9th. So if you want to apply for the one for February 8th, you've got till January the 5th. And how do you do it? Well, go on the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website. And, you know, you'll have to have, if you're going to register, you have to have a valid fishing license to participate in the workshop. You don't need to get it to register. So if you get chosen, then you can buy your fishing license. You should have one anyway. Everybody should get a fishing license. You never know when you might need it. Anyway, go to the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries website, LDWF.com is one of the ways you can get it. You know, or you can simply Google Louisiana Wildlife and Fisheries and then look for it. You'll see it, the Spring Women's Fishing 101 Workshop applications. All right, there you go. All right, we're looking for some more votes. 504-260-1870. We're not going to play those duck calls again. If you happen to hear them, which one did you prefer? Was it contestant number one or contestant number two? We'll announce the winner before we go off. Oh, it was Bayou Bienvenue. That was the Bayou B. All right, we're going to have Mike Gallo on in about 20 minutes, and we will make a special effort to get him to give us a Bayou Bienvenue report. Yeah, that's right there near Chalmette. All right, so we got all that going on. We got duck hunting coming up, too. We're going to be talking to a guy I hadn't talked to so far this season. I did talk to him, but not on the air, and that's Blake Swallow. Runs a great operation up near Catahoula Lake, full strap and stringers, because they do cast and blast, but not like they do down on the Gulf Coast where you hunt for ducks in the morning and then you go out and catch speckled trout and redfish and other saltwater fish in the afternoon. They do freshwater fishing. Got a beautiful lodge up there and a great guy, and they put forth a lot of effort to make your trip successful, as many of them do. All right, so we'll be back to talk to Darryl Carpenter and find out how lonely Grand Isle can be this time of year. Well, it might be a great place to spend a Christmas vacation. Rent you one of those camps down there and maybe boil some crabs and get on the beach, go sit out there and do some surf fishing. You know, there's a lot to do in Grand Isle, bird watching, even though it is wintertime. We're back with Darryl's report right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. You know, the good thing about traveling down to Grand Isle to get these reports on Saturday mornings, there's no traffic. I don't see any traffic headed down there this time. Not much, anyway. Let's talk to Darryl Carpenter. Darryl, you got a traffic report from Grand Isle this morning?
Yeah, Don, you don't have to worry about getting a brake job before your trunks won't be hitting very often.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, well, but there are a few diehards that go down there, and they really enjoy this time of year down there, the holiday season.
Oh, Don, look, especially that side of the road fishing, man, that's not something you're just going to show up and do. It's not something you're just going to show up and expect to, you know, get your 15 trout and be gone in an hour. Unless you spend some time learning where the drop-offs are, where the sandbars are, where the pits are, you know, where the deep holes are, it's truly a fishing, and it's truly, you know, it's fishing, not catching most days. And then when you do find them, it turns into a bonanza. But it's truly a day you're going to go down there, and you're going to invest some time and some knowledge into your fishing expertise.
Absolutely. Well, what would you suggest, if somebody's headed down there this weekend, given the conditions we got, probably a little breezy down there, got a wide tide range, 1.5 foot movement down there. I guess the old find the bait and find the clean water.
Well, yeah, and sometimes that's hard to do this time of the year. But, I mean, there hadn't been a whole lot of boat traffic this week at all with the weather that we've been having. And I don't anticipate there's a whole lot coming down. I mean, I peeked at the forecast this morning. They still got small craft advisories out and predicted 15 to 20 all weekend. It's nowhere near that right now. What's going to happen when the sun comes up? Who really knows? But blowing about 9-10 miles an hour right now. Up and down the side of the road is going to be good. I mean, it's that time of the year. We're going to talk about it every week and, you know, all the way through the first of the year. There were the few boats that did hit the marsh this week had to go way up in the marsh and find some places and you know, just hide from the wind and the weather. This time of the year is a good time to good old stink crickets, the dead shrimp. Make sure you've got plenty of dead shrimp with you, because you can always, you've always got your fallback. The few little white trout, you know, the few white trout that are still left in the marsh, then you've got your sheephead, your black drum, and your redfish. So there's always an opportunity to put a box of fish together. Sometimes finding the clean water, it's relative this time of the year. It's, you find cleaner water. A lot of times here this time of the year, it's looking for weirs at the end of canals, weirs at the pipeline intersections, that type of stuff. And that'll increase your redfish and your sheephead catch tremendously, because they're looking for that structure to where they can find those little baby crabs and that bait that's remaining in the marsh.
Darryl, we enjoy such a liberal limit, you know, no size limit, no creel limit on sheephead. Do you think that's going to continue?
It's been a few years since I saw a sheephead survey. The last survey I saw showed that it was down just a little bit. But with the economics that we've got going on right now in our area, I don't see a whole lot of pressure on them. It is a commercial fish in Louisiana, so I mean, there's no commercial limit on it. I think they're pretty healthy, Don, and unless the recreational pressure and everything else turns heavy to it, I think we'll probably see that for a while to come.
What? How are they caught commercially? You know, the gill nets are not allowed, so there's just a handful of rod and reel commercial license holders still out there. How do they get into commerce? Shrimpers?
Well,
they come up as bycatch?
There's two ways. There's two ways, and bycatch is a, you know, it's a catch-all. They do. There are some rod and reel fishermen, and then the other way is they make, you know, under the guise of bycatch, some of these net shops make these much larger nets to where they, you know, when I say larger, I mean larger squares in the nets where they can be pulled a lot faster. And under the term of bycatch, they're actually out there pulling shrimp nets looking for the black drum and the sheephead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because I know a lot of the, they run lines a lot of times for those black drum in certain areas, because that's also a fish that can be put in the commercial. But I don't know, just puzzling on how so many sheephead are harvested, because I know there's a lot of sheephead that's being sold in seafood markets and delis and grocery stores.
Yeah, Don, and you know, when they pull these larger, what they call fish nets, for the sheephead, of course, they're looking for deeper holes and stuff like that to where they can catch them, and they pull them a whole lot faster than what they would if they were shrimping. You know, it's just, I mean, hey, look, it's no secret. I've got commercial licenses, too, and I think the last time I looked at selling a boatload of sheephead, I think they were running like 60 cents a pound on the hoof. It's you got to catch a lot of them to make any kind of profit on it.
Tough way to make a living. Well, Darryl, you make a living taking people fishing for fun. Tell them how to get you if somebody's interested in doing that.
Don, they can always find me on your site, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find me on realscreamers.com, or the easiest way sometimes is just pick up the phone, 225-937-6288. Especially this time of the year, we've always got plenty of time to talk fishing.
Very good. See you next week, Darryl. Thanks so much. And when we come back after this time out, more fishing reports, the stuff you and I love to talk about, and some in-the-blind duck reports, all next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.